And now we'll stay in East Oakland for another story from our Hear Hear community storytelling project.
Hear?
Hear?
Hear.
Okay, together. Okay.
Hear Hear
from KALW.
For about a year and a half now, we've been popping into the 81st Avenue East Oakland Library to record the stories of the people who live and work in the neighborhood. Today, we meet the man who helps make the library a safe and valuable place for the community.
My name is Anthony Propernick, and I'm a senior library assistant at the 81st Avenue Community Library, which is in East Oakland. It's an interesting neighborhood. Not many people who live outside of East Oakland know the reality of East Oakland. I think there's some perceptions about how tough it is, and it has that element, but it also has a lot of wonderful people. What I love about working here at this particular branch is that my job is meeting people. My job is connecting with community. Some of the people that have come in, especially in the 81st Avenue branch, it's been such a blessing because there's no place like this in East Oakland. It's a place that's open to everybody in the public. So who comes through the door is everybody, and people are so appreciative. And it really starts off and blossoms some really wonderful relationships. I've been developing a relationship with this man who's about my age. I'm 42. When I first met him, he was kind of intimidating to me. I first met him over a conflict that he had with us not having bags to put his books into. This was a large man. He had a grill and lots of tattoos, and he said, "You know, I show up to blow up, you know what I mean?" And I pulled him aside and I apologized, one, for not having the bags. And I assured him that, you know, even though we might not have bags for your books, that we really want your experience to be good here. And it broke down a barrier. And since then, he hangs out with our security guard. He talks to everybody. He's always smiling and joking. I like to think it was refreshing for him. It's definitely been refreshing for me. And I really enjoy the relationship that I have with him. We have to make sure that we stay relevant to the community. So if we are quiet, hush places and books only, we're not relevant to this community. I think we have to provide a safe place. We have to provide a place that people can come and hang out and exchange ideas and develop a sense of community because of the hardships of daily life here. To be able to provide a place that's fun and joyful, that's my job. Patrons really understand that. I think that they appreciate how much fun we have here. For example, we had a national night out party, and we had over 200 people. We fed everybody. We had a raw egg toss and a jumper and hula hoops, and we gave away free prizes. And people came in the next week and were talking about that party. One woman in particular came in the next day just to tell me that. She said, "You know, the party that you guys threw, you know, I've been to these parties, and this was the best one I've ever been to. And next year I'll help. Whatever you guys need, I'll help. I'll volunteer." And I think that's beautiful. That's why I love my job. That's why I love to be here. And I just feel fortunate to be a part of that with all these wonderful people.